Welcome to another exciting show of Transformation. Prosper with Wayne, creating wealth, health, and happiness in your life with your host, life and business coach, author, entrepreneur, and lover of life, Wayne Sutton. Prepare to become excited, expand your beliefs, and truly prosper in all the areas of your life. Enjoy.
Hey guys, Wayne Sutton, prosperwithwayne.com, creating health, wealth, and happiness in your life. Welcome back to another powerful episode. We're talking about targeting. We're talking about benefits and features and how to bring the features to the marketplace. Then we started talking about targeting and how today, in the day we live, targeting's easier than ever. When I first came up with a five-step sales process, we did not have the targeting we even have today with Facebook and retargeting, and it's just amazing. It's amazing. In fact, I remember back in the 90s reading this magazine that was talking about Big Brother and the New World Order and so forth, and it was talking about there's going to become a time when the TV you watch, you're watching television, and the advertisements will be based upon your likes, your interests, the things that you've shown interest in, and they'll have microphones and cameras in the TV. They'll hear what you're saying, and they'll sounded far-fetched. It's here, guys. It's here. And you know what? I don't mind it. I love being sold what I'm interested in. I don't want to, you know, let me just tell you a key. If I jump on Facebook, I'm not seeing ads for things that I'm not interested in, or things that do not mean something. I'm not seeing high-heeled shoes or tampons or, I'm being serious. And so many, many people that would waste money trying to sell this product to a group of people that do not need it nor want it. I love being sold. I love that I get on there and I see things about social media. I see things about network marketing. I see things about Christ, and I see things about church, and I see things about mission trips. And I love that they're targeting me because I love to buy stuff. I love to spend money where things that are going to bring value to my life. So targeting is very important. And we're going to talk later about an avatar, knowing who your avatar is, knowing what that person is, what they do, where they spend their money, what they believe. And so, and as you go through that, there's so much more to know. There's so much more to know that we can cover in a podcast. If you are coaching or counseling with me, if you've jumped on board, made that great decision, then we're going to show you exactly how to target the people that need what you have. Now, I want to jump today, though, into knowing and understanding your competition. Now, I've heard competition is great. I've heard it so many times because competition keeps you on your toes. Competition keeps you knowing, you know, where you need to be. But then here comes Grant Cardone. And Grant Cardone said competition is not good. It's money coming out of your pocket, coming out of your existence. Now, you can't do away with competition. We can't have a monopoly. But how do you dominate? That's what Grant says. You dominate. You dominate in your market. To dominate in your market, you must know who is offering the products or services such as you. What companies out there are offering that? What are their features? What benefits? And we talked about features and benefits. What benefits come from these features? And what's unique about doing business with them? If you have a unique selling proposition, a unique characteristic about you, then what is the unique selling proposition of your competitor? What are they bringing to the marketplace that you're not? And what territory are they selling? Are they in a local market or are they worldwide? And see, let me give you an example. If you are, I'm helping a transmission shop at this time. They work on transmissions. I mentioned this before. We're building a website for them for their local market. And in doing this website, we're doing a lot of things with their website, Facebook ads and Facebook marketing and so forth. Now, they are not competing. They're in North Carolina. They're not competing with anyone else in any other state. They're looking in a very, very centralized market. So it's easy for me to go to a transmission repair shop in other states, other cities, and recognize what they're doing. I'm not talking about copying and pasting their info. Google hates that. But I'm saying, what is their unique selling proposition? What is it in their company, upon their website, in their marketing, in their promises, in their guarantee that we can implement and we can bring into our own? We must know what they're doing. And why do people buy from them? Why do people buy from them? And one of the ways you can do that is go to their testimony section. If your competitors have about us and testimonies, great, look at them. What are people saying? Why did they invest with them? Why are they spending money with them? And here's the question. Why would they buy from them instead of you? What do they have to offer that you do not? What benefit are they making very clear that you have but you've got hidden? Why should someone buy from you instead of your competitor? Unless you know this information, and not only know it, but implement it in your marketing strategy, implement it, then you're never going to succeed. You're never going to go forth. Because what happens is you know things. Well, we do this, but they don't know that. We do this better. Maybe they don't know that. And there's a lot of things we take for granted as we go through our daily business that we know, but other people do not. So, gather the key facts on your competition. Get on their mailing list. Hey, if they have there's a website, there's something they're doing, get on it. Get on their mailing list. Hey, subscribe. Make sure you can see what they're doing. Do they have a podcast? Listen to it. Where are they advertising? Where are they spending money? Why are they spending money there? And is it working for them? So when you find out what the competition is doing, then you also can come in with that. You can come in with the answer, with the solution. You can find your dominant benefit, dominant feature, dominant selling proposition to dominate the competition. So this is what I want you to do today. I want you to look at, we've looked at your features, we've looked at your benefits, we're starting to look at targeting, who are we trying to reach, but one of the things to find out who you're trying to reach is who's already reaching them. Who's already reaching them, and how can you go in? How can you go in and change that into a benefit that you offer also? What do you have that maybe they do not? Maybe they do not at this time. So I'm going to ask you to take a hold of this, grab a hold of it. If you haven't signed up for coaching with us yet, success coaching changes lives. Listen to me. Let me say it again. Success coaching changes lives every time. I want you to grab a hold of this. I want you to grab a hold of that. Go to Prosper with Wayne, name, email address. Make sure you're on a mailing list. Go to iTunes. Go to iTunes. Sign up for our podcast. And then at Prosper with Wayne, at the top, it says success coaching. Choose a package. Jump on board with us. Let us show you what is possible. We believe that you can have the best year yet. It's about focusing. It's about learning your marketing. And it's about bringing true prosperity, a prosperous offering to your consumers, to your clients, to the people that are coming into your customers, a prosperous, just a major benefit to them that they may benefit you back with your business.